Case number 9698, Hale Trailer Brake and Wheel Incorporated, east of U.S. Route 13, 2,572 feet south of Road 64. A special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure as a sales office.
You swear or affirm that the information you're about to give is true to the best of your knowledge? Thank you. When you step to the podium, please give your name for the record.
My name is Jeff Finney. I'm the manager at Hale Trailer.
Good evening, sir. You're asking to replace an existing office?
Yes, I am. I have some pictures here if you'd like. Yes.
You have pictures?
Yes.
The secretary, please.
Thank you.
When I went to the office to get a permit back in October, I didn't realize that I was going to have to come to a hearing. The monies were already allocated for the purchase and delivery and setup. In the pictures, you will see the present office that we've been in. It is over 30 years old. It's in poor condition. Unhealthy would be another definition. You can see in a couple of the pictures I took underneath the structure, water lays after rain. There is one survey picture in highlighted in yellow where the new office is already. We have not taken occupancy. It is just set there for the hearing. And there is pictures there of the new one where it's going. It is more centrally located. It is strictly an upgrade in more than one way. I would be willing to donate the present office, but I don't think you could even tow it down the road. So we will be paying to have it demolished and hauled away.
That mobile home, was that originally placed for Homer's mobile home sales?
Yes.
Any idea how old it is?
I believe it's a 73.
The replacement structure, is that new?
Yes.
Is it going to have an A-frame roof?
No, it's just a flat rubber roof.
It's three sections?
Yes.
Lawrence, how did the first one get to be 30 years old?
That was originally a mobile home sales lot, and administratively back in the 70s, it was a mobile home sales lot, and they would use a unit and then sometimes sell it, and they'd use another one for an office, and they were allowed, as long as they were just for the purpose of mobile home sales, to use a mobile home for an office without requiring a board action.
Do you have a plan, sir, to build a permanent structure?
No.
You understand that you applied under a section which is limited to a 5-year approval, and the idea is that these structures are only supposed to be temporary, to be replaced with a permanent structure at some point?
No, I did not know that.
The longest approval you can get for the structure you're asking is 5 years, and that is intended to be a one-time approval and not something that goes on for 30 years or that renews from time to time.
I was not aware nor made aware.
Mr. Lank, is it possible to make this like a Class C type structure?
If it's made a Class C, it's still considered a mobile home by zoning regulation. Class C is an assessment method that allows a different type of mortgage action, and you dispose of your title through Motor V, and then they pick it up as a Class C dwelling, but it's still a mobile. Well, you would, as stated by Mr. Burrow, you would have, if you got the approval, it'd be good for 5 years. You would have the option to reapply, but then the board may be negative to it since you made no attempt to make improvements with a full new structure.
Is there any way to make that a permanent structure?
No, once a mobile home is always a mobile home, as I just said. Unless you actually built something in place of it. or else you acquired a modular type structure that would be used for the same purpose. Not on a steel frame, it's basically built on a solid foundation, but, you know, like it would be a commercial building.
Because I had plans for blocking and building a block, a wheelchair ramp and things of that nature.
And the Class C reference is only for residential use.
Any further discussion or questions from members of the board?
The type of structure somewhat coincides with the nature of the business that you're in, doesn't it? Trailers?
Yes.
No, not residential trailers, though, are they?
No.
You're selling tractor trailers.
Tractor trailers, but we are in the office trailer business as well.
Any further questions?
Did 5 years give you a chance to do something different?
It would certainly give a chance, but it is a substantial investment in what we're doing. If that would mean having to, you know, do away with it, I don't know what we would do.
One other thing, how long have you been there now?
It was 5 years in May, I believe.
Yeah. Stay there.
Oh, absolutely.
Visits is good enough.
Absolutely. The deed has been paid off. We purchased all of a company called Shore Rentals Assets at the time, and that deed has been paid off. That note has been paid off as well.
Any further questions?
Certainly 5 years now would benefit you as opposed to not being approved, right?
That's correct.
For the benefit of the board, we have a letter in support. It was addressed to County Council, but it does relate to this case. And it does give the case number, and it was a letter in support from Bierman Family LLC, A.J. Bierman. Said that the Hale Trailer has always been and is currently an exceptional business on high standards and a great neighbor for joining property owner.
We certainly plan to grow and to stay. We enjoy the area. We do a lot civically. It's been a blessing to me in my career, and I enjoy helping out the people and being of service.
Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where it would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I make a motion that we approve case number 9698 for a period of 5 years.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We approve case number 9698 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.